Unite.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try wasting it now. Tell your body your tale. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep nota.
Into cutting clamps off.
But I would you?
Yeah,
but it's from the north, like, so they're not going to come after me, are they? Cars from the north, like. Be so hard pushed to come after a car in the north, like.
There's an urban myth going around that, so when we go to Belfast, we drive, that once you cross the border, it's like, all bets are off. Speed, do whatever you want, because...
Murder, yeah.
Well, maybe not that, but like, traffic offence was, all the lads always say, look, you get caught speeding up the north because you have Irish reg.
Well, I have an English driving licence and I got speeding in the north and they just said pay the fine, forget about the points.
Have you ever got caught speeding down here on your yellow reg?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Nothing?
Oh no, I've got caught speeding driving my mother's car with an English licence. Chris Kent, you know the comedian Chris Kent, he's an English driving licence as well, right? Oh, it's terrible. Like, take the English licence, like, oh, for fuck's sake, the English driving licence. But then when you have it in Ireland, you're like, fucking, this is a result.
Because you can't get any points around.
Yeah, just look at it and you go, all right. Yeah, they I got summons to court, like, I've got to fucking Port Leash court one day. They dropped it, they closed it off me, like, they let it go. Like, I paid the fine and they just said, right, just pay the fine, can't put points in you.
So the lads are onto something then. Once you get across the border, you can't speed.
No, you can't.
I mean,
but you shouldn't. But
you shouldn't. But, like, I mean, like, legally, there's no repercussions.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can't summon you if you don't live in the jurisdiction of the court. Like,
yeah.
If you live in Dublin, you're being summoned to the court in Belfast. You don't live in the country. It's a different class. It's a different country. Well, you see, the thing is, like, if you're a nationalist like me and you believe we're all one, but then the minute a court gets involved, no, actually, there's a separation.
Yeah, there's a border.
It only suits you when you split up, like. It only suits you when it benefits you, like.
Yeah. So, Andrew Ryan has stepped in for Terry for this week's bonus episode.
Yeah.
Siobhan's also in the studio with us, and we're going to go through some questions.
Yeah, there's actually one about driving.
Lovely.
Do you succumb to road rage? And if so, what's your go-to insult or gesture?
I'm a road rage guy, guru. I also have a dash cam.
I don't trust myself to have a dash cam.
I have a dash cam and I've used it. I've sent it into police. Like,
so yeah,
a guy cut me up in the road and I sent it into police and the police rang the guy. And I said, the guy, they're like, we can prosecute him for dangerous driving. I said, don't prosecute him. Just tell him to cop on.
Don't know how I feel about that, Andrew.
Do you not?
Mm.
He wrecked my car.
Yeah, but like, that's what insurance is for.
Huh?
He cut out in front of you? Or were you in an accident?
No, I was moving in and he rammed up the side of me and I had to swerve over and he let me in. He was creating a gap. So I went after him, but I lost him at a light. It was a 70-year-old man. I said, just send him to the police. I said, listen, ring him and tell him to cop himself on. And he was apologetic. I said, I don't want to prosecute him. Just tell him to cop himself on. And he sent him the footage. And the guy driving the car apologised. He said, can I ring the other driver, i.e. me? I said, I'm not speaking to him. Just tell him don't do it again.
Don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
See, I don't think you can... I think I'd be incriminating myself a lot if I had a dash cam. You know what I mean?
Listen.
But you wouldn't use it unless you're in an accident, right?
But like, hold on a second. I crash into it, you. And then I go, I didn't crash into you at all.
Yeah.
Dash cam proves that I did crash into you.
You have cheaper insurance as well, don't you, when you have a dash cam?
No.
Some insurance is not too cheap if you have a dash cam.
No.
Sorry, what was the question again?
The road rage. And if so, what's your go-to insult or gesture?
Fuck yourself.
I love a beep. I love it. See, the second the light goes green, you have 0.8 seconds to start driving your car before I beep you. Instantly going to beep you.
If you beeped me on an amber light, you know the way it's red, green here, but in England it's red, amber, green.
Yeah.
If, say, for example, you were up the north and you beeped me on an amber, I'm getting out of the car.
Are you?
And then coming over to you and going, why are you beeping me on amber for, mate?
Why does it go amber? Because like, get ready to stop.
Protestants wanted a bit of orange in it or something. I don't know.
Get ready to go.
You stopped. Get ready to go. Go.
Maybe it's like go if
it's get
safe.
Ready. It's get ready. Like, get
Shuba.
Ready. Anyway,
I love beating people, and I love saying like that's a 60 grand car. You're gonna fucking drive it. You know, stuff like that. Like
I
want people's cars.
Yeah.
And then me like that car cost 28 grand. You think you'd fucking drive it? Stuff like that.
Mm.
And I get annoyed when people, you know. Don't give you the little thumbs up or the flash, like when you let them
the
merge and
nod,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
The little nod, yeah.
Like, or the flash of the hazards. Like, say fucking thanks, I'm not letting you in. You know what I mean, Siobhan? You know, get like that.
A little bit of respect, like.
Yeah. We're all on this road together.
Fair. I feel this is very directed at me.
No.
So you're both kind of angling.
No, well, you're the voice of reason.
And I am the shy driver.
Like, you're the voice of reason. We won't get into it, but Siobhan, we were in a car crash together.
Where is?
Yeah.
No.
Did you put in claim?
I don't know. What's the statute of limitation on that?
It's 3 years, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. When you see, I reversed into a ditch a little bit.
It was grand.
I was in the air. I got out of the car, I had to drop down. That's how much the car was in the air.
That's not true.
And I had to get the car out of the ditch then.
No, I got the car. You've totally misremembered that. I got the car out of the ditch. You just turned it for me.
But you're both alive.
Yeah. It's grand.
If you had a dash cam, what would have happened there?
It was on tape.
Siobhan would have got a license took off.
We have the audio.
Have we?
I think so.
It's all going to be released actually, yeah. Mm. Does anyone know about this?
Yeah, you spilled the beans. We were driving back up from Galway and I swore Calvin and Terence to secrecy. I said, you can tell Owen about that when we're releasing the episode that we were recording. And he survived 2 weeks.
No, it was longer than that.
I don't know, you spilled the beans.
Spilled the beans about the traumatic event that I had. Siobhan crashed the car. And we were in it. I wouldn't mind. It was her car in her neck of the woods.
And you think she'd know the roads?
That's what I mean.
I did know the roads. You're going too fast.
You didn't know the roads, Siobhan. Right, look at the footage will be released soon. Anyways, we'll just put that out there.
If you were tasked with introducing one new law that everyone in the country had to follow, what would it be?
God. Jesus, one new law.
That's from Paula.
Think kids' names should have to get vetted.
They have that in France.
Yeah.
Certain names are banned. Like you couldn't, like
Adolf and stuff.
Yeah, Lucifer is banned.
Yeah, but a lot of countries is like that as well. Like, but that, like, fairly, like, you can't name your child Santa Claus. And I get that, but I mean, there's other stuff out there where people are like Scrabble. They're picking out 5 letters and be like, right, that's my kid's name. It should be vetted. That should have to go to like a community vote or something.
I'm just trying to think what one new law. Jesus, I'm trying to think of.
I said this before.
If you drive a car over €30,000, on the back of the car, it has to be declared whether it's on finance or you paid cash for it. Because I see these Range Rover drivers, these fucking pricks, right? Like, the cars are nice, it's the pricks in them, right? And you see them like fucking 100 grand cars, and I'm like, fucking finance that, man. And driving around thinking you fucking own the road. That's on fucking finance, man. Anyone can get fucking finance.
What's wrong with finance?
I'm not saying I have anything wrong with it. It's the fucking pricks driving those cars. They think, oh, look at me, my big car. It's on fucking finance. If you're that fucking wealthy, you wouldn't have had it on finance. I've had cars on finance. But my point is that these big fuck off Range Rovers that are parking in disabled bays and they're not disabled. I'm like, look, I'm rich. I've got a nice big fancy car. Your car's on fucking finance. Anyone can get finance.
Yeah.
That's my anger, like.
All right.
But I've had cars. I've cars on finance, like. Yeah. But they're smaller cars.
Yeah.
It's the arrogant car. That annoys me. Like,
needs to be declared. I like the idea that when your license expires, you have to do the test again.
Or when you get to 70, you have to sign over your land to your children. No, you have to declare your will before you die, so you get like 2 week grace period. We can get them to change their mind.
And you have to have
like
a will.
Do you know the way? Like, if your dad like has 4 kids and he's leaving everything to one kid, you have to be. You can be told that before your dad dies, and you get like 2 weeks where you go, right, listen, give us a bit.
Sounds like a game show, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's change your will traitors. Tonight. Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Will he, won't he? Yeah.
Maura from Mayo has 3 acres and 3 sons. Who wins? You decide.
Man, we could be onto something here. Siobhan, you were saying actually, because we were talking about you going to New York, and you said in the spare time that you have, the 20 minutes between landing, fucking doing a gig, going to sleep and flying home, you wanted to go to Central Park and play chess.
Play chess, yeah.
But you said it was a scam.
I don't know. I thought
it's
that
$5.
Was a scam.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's brilliant.
Yeah. So what's the scam about it?
Just that, like,
if someone says it's $5 to do this one thing, and you give them $5 and you get to do that one thing, where's the scam?
But if you win, you get $5.
I just
so
don't
get
$10, think that they'll
you get
pay you
back.
I don't think that they'll pay you if you win.
Yeah, but I've never won. So.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's very hard to beat them, and then I think if you win, they
want
to
be putting cash on the table. I'm putting my $5. You put your $5 on top of the winner,
and the winner takes $10. Like,
yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, but they always win because they're very good.
Yeah,
but it's the experience. It's only $5. Was that €4?
If even, yeah. Are you good at chess?
I would have played a lot as a kid. Now, yeah, I have a couple of chess boards at home now. But I used to have a computer.
Yeah.
Gary Kasparov, former world champion, and you just play against him, but you can never beat him. Like,
yeah.
But I'm more of a pool guy now. I would have played a lot of pool for money. Like,
going around hustling people and all.
I was in the top 100 in Ireland at one point.
Not bad. How many people play pool in Ireland? 101.
87. Yeah. But, no, I played in a few nationals, like.
Siobhan, set the chessboard up there and we see how good he is. Now, I used to be very good at it in school. Yeah, in primary school, I was class at it. And as I was saying it to you, I haven't got the confidence to play it now.
Yeah,
if you said, right, I'm going to set this up, would you play me? I'd like, nah, fuck
oh,
that.
I'd love it, me. Like,
yeah. But then, me auntie's fella got a chessboard and he was like smoking her, smoked me dad, and like me dad must have threatened him with me, like, I'll get Calvin in here now. And I didn't know, unbeknownst to me, he rang me just to come into the house for a visit. I went in, the chessboard was set up, me and Richie sat down for a game. I know Richie's family listened to this as well, and I smoked him. And I was like,
very good,
still got it. So I'm always, pretty, you know what, Siobhan, we're going to bring a chessboard in next week. Next week
I'll play you over Zoom,
just playing chess. You know what I mean? What about your man? Remember your man who was a he got disqualified from the Chess World Championship for wearing jeans?
Yeah. Is that the Swedish guy? Or the Danish guy?
Jeans?
Or the Norwegian guy?
What? You're not
I don't follow the chess circuit, but I did hear about it.
You're not allowed to wear jeans playing chess.
Yeah, it's like fucking golf clubs, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to wear a golf club playing golf. Yeah. You're not allowed to wear jeans playing chess.
You have to wear black at a funeral now. Who the fuck? Yeah. What's going on in this country? The country's fucked, lads. Yeah. It's the government, mate. They're getting into our heads,
everything's
mate.
It's gone woke, yeah. You can't wear jeans playing
chess. Wear jeans, but fucking hell. Like, to wear school uniform in school, fuck off.
We weren't allowed to wear white socks in school. If you wore white socks in school, you got sent home.
What school did you go to?
St. Joseph's in Fairview. If you wore white socks, you got sent home.
I went to the Christian Brothers.
It used to be a Christian Brothers school.
Yeah.
Did they not have more to, like, deal with? Was that... Like, were you all that well behaved that they were able to please your socks?
See the way you sit? Oh, I'm sitting here like this now, so you can tell what colour socks I have on.
It looks like you've no socks on.
I have angled socks on, and they're black.
When I was in school, if you wear a white shirt, if I wore a black t-shirt underneath that shirt, you're in trouble. And if you get a one blade in your hair, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to have your hair short.
We used to have that, right? You weren't allowed to have a shaved head, but there'd be fellas coming in, you couldn't see their face because their hair was covering that much.
Yeah.
I was like, so you're going
to
say
your hair had
me-
to be above your eyebrows as well.
No, we didn't have that. Your hair could literally... There was a fella who had his hair like this. So one part of his face was covered and he had one eye that used to look through his fringe.
Really?
And I used to say, you could let him in. I don't even know who that is under that hair. That could be anybody. But if you shave your head, you're not allowed. And he used to say, go home until it grows back.
You'd so like, great. You get a 2 years. Off, poof, alopecia.
Or whatever. Mad shit. But like, see if you were sitting down like this, Siobhan, and you seen the socks, they'd say, yeah, white socks. Go home and change them. But sure, you take the piece to go home and you miss three classes, then it's lunchtime. Yeah.
So couldn't find the socks then.
Yeah. Just a little more.
Stephen in Tyrrellstown?
Tyrrellstown, yeah.
Tyrrellstown. Lads, would you rather be James Bond and have to live his life, the car, the odd lasher, shite meetings with M, lots of travel, serious drammer, the beatings, the works, but you're a lonely old wolf at the end of the day? Or live the life of a Bond villain, the endless money, the sweet lair in the side of a mountain, loads of lashers. What does lasher mean?
Women.
Is it women, yeah? I've never heard the term lasher, and it's someone from Tyrrellstown.
Lasher's Cork. if a woman, like in Cork, you'd say a Bjor.
A good
like.
Looking woman, yeah.
She's a Bjor, like.
Yeah,
another. Girl, and then she's a fine, lasher. Fine looking Bjor, like.
Unimaginable power and likely facial scarring, cat optional, but you have to face off against James Bond every 5 years with a 50-50 chance of giving him a proper straightener and buying yourself another stint.
It's a big question for someone who has a lot of time to think there, isn't he? This person's really thought this out, like. Do you know what? I'd be the Bond guy, man. Away the stress, like.
The villains are always cool, though, in James Bond.
But it never ends well. You know, if you're a villain in life, you don't wake up and go, what are you, I'm 82 years old, had a life of drug possession and, you know, drug dealing for 40 years, got a good pension out of it, everything was great, life is good. It always ends bad. Nothing ends good in the crime world, man.
Yeah, but like James Bond criminals, like they own their own islands, they're fucking robbing Fort Knox, they're blowing up the moon, they're in space, they fucking, what else, there was that other cunt that was in Iceland that time. I've never actually seen a James Bond film, would you believe it? Like start to finish, I've only ever seen bits of it, but the villain's where it's at.
Yeah,
it is.
I always think Killian Murphy would have been a great Bond.
As Bond?
Yeah. Get him in the gym.
He hates having got to do with Britain. He wants to be completely disconnected from it.
Really?
Yeah. Shouldn't he move his kids back to Cork because he didn't want them to have English accents?
They know he lives in Dublin.
Well, he said he moved back home because he didn't want his kids to have English accents.
I walked past him on the street once. Didn't send it to him, like.
Ignorant cunt. You didn't even say hello to him.
Why would I? He doesn't know. How's it going, boy?
Yeah, but you're
like, what are you going to say to him, like?
Did your Cork sense not tingle? He'd be like, oh.
I stood next to Jamie Dornan in a bar in Belfast, and I went, that's Jamie Dornan. You know the way in your head you go, that's Jamie Dorn. And like, I said, and he kind of like looked at me and I just went, I was like, what the fuck? What do I do? And I just went, two Guinness, please.
And that was it.
And I just went, just do that. What am I going to say to, yeah, like I just don't know what to say to the guy. Like,
I drove past.
He's gorgeous, by the way. as a man who's attracted to women, can I just say I have been up front and close to Jamie Dornan, and that man is a specimen. I'm proud to have even been in the same area as him. He was that good looking.
Jesus, that's a lot.
That's a big compliment.
It's gonna be hard for me to follow this up with, like, I seen Damien Duff before we locked doors as I drove past, and he stared at me, and I gave him a wave and just kept going. And I was like, I waved at him as if we knew each other. Just kept going. I panicked. It was out of fear. I just waved. Kept going. Shitting.
Brilliant.
But it's like, we've had that conversation, like, who would you ask for a photo?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think there's a person alive that I'd ask for a picture.
There's only one person I would ask for a photo, and I'm meeting him in 3 weeks. Eric Cantona.
Oh yeah, you kind of have to know. I'll take that back.
I'm meeting Eric Cantona in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll take it back. And he seems like he'd be sounding up as well.
No, I just look at him and go, Eric, wine, cheese, what you want? Some grapes? Let's talk about the French Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he's about man, both football.
I would talk everything with him except football.
Yeah, you have to. He's philosophical.
Did you answer that question?
Yeah, I'm
you're Bond.
Being
Bond.
I'd hate the villain. Yeah, 100%. I don't mind a bit of facial scar, and that's character.
Shows I've had a bit of history.
I've two scars on my forehead there.
Yeah.
Gaz in Scaries wants to know who's winning in a fight, Roy Keane or Rory McIlroy?
What sort of question McIlroy. Is that? McIlroy. Are you on the wind-up?
McIlroy's massive.
He isn't as bollocks.
Gaz, he's tanked to waist, isn't he?
He thinks McIlroy.
Why?
Yeah. I think McIlroy is physically much stronger. Plus, he's 15, 20 years younger than him. Like,
it's Roy Keane.
Yeah, but Roy Keane's skinny, man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's skinny. Like,
McIlroy's tiny.
Mate, look at McIlroy's arms.
I look at a bollocks belt.
He's a big weightlifter.
Anybody who lead and has a wobbler over someone shouting, fuck you, Rory, he's not winning a fight. He's not winning a fight. Don't care what anybody says. A man who tears the country apart by walking out of a fucking World Cup.
Sent home. Don't fucking bring that up.
He walked
sent
out.
Home.
Doesn't matter.
He was sent home.
That
get,
man
get your facts right. He was sent. Mick McCarthy stood in that practice and I sent him home. Quote unquote.
That man has nothing to lose. He's
are you
McIlroy.
A Roy Keane man? How did you feel about South Park? Let's get into it.
I was.
Because I'm fucking on Roy's
eight
side.
Years of
here,
age
like.
When that happened.
I woke up to here the radio that morning at 5 to 8. There are reports coming out of Saipan that Roy Keane has left the Irish camp. I jumped out of fucking bed and I went, I thought it was Gift Grub. You know Gift Grub?
Yeah.
I thought it was Gift Grub doing a sketch. Didn't actually think it was the news. What do you think?
Someone said to me there a few weeks ago, Roy Keane leaving the World Cup divided the nation. It didn't divide Cork. If we were all on his side.
The second Civil War.
Come here, look,
De Valera,
I think,
Collins, McCarthy, Keane.
That thing has been covered like to death and I still don't think they've covered it enough.
There's a film coming out, isn't there?
Yeah. Steve Coogan.
Filmed in Belfast.
But Roy Keane's beating Rory McIlroy.
In a street fight.
Yeah.
Maybe Keane, but with gloves, McIlroy.
I still pick Roy Keane. Every day of the week I'd pick, and twice on a Sunday I'd pick Roy Keane.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy's
we'll never know. We'll never know.
Oh, I take 25 grams of creatine a day. You were crying because someone said fuck you to you. What are you talking about? That man is not mentally or physically strong. He's getting better.
When was
he
crying?
In the Ryder Cup.
Was it? Oh.
I don't know. Was he crying?
He was. He
his
had
wife
a
got a drink thrown at her, didn't
he? No, that was bad out. Yeah. Yeah, not a drink. The whole can. They fucked the whole can at her. Oh, I thought they fucked the drink over it. They fucked the whole can. At her.
Yeah. But Roy Keane is box office like.
Yeah. Roy Keane's beating Rory McIlroy.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
We do one more.
Right. Declan from Scaries. Would either of you take a retainer of 100 grand a year to have to talk in a deep German accent or any accent at all very different to yours?
All the time. 100 grand a year? No, I couldn't do that, man.
A deep German accent.
100 grand. Would 100 grand a year change your life? Yes, it would.
It would totally
change my life. But to wake up every day going, good morning. How are you?
But I said that. Right, that was very sexual now.
No, but like, see, there you go. Like, you want to come into breakfast?
Did I said any accent, not those German.
Or any accent at all, very different to yours.
But okay, so can it be an Irish accent? So like a Dublin accent would be different to mine, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right, very so different.
Could I wake up and be like, hey, are you? Can't even buy a house in my own country. Come here. I tell you what's wrong with this country, Rui.
Andrew, I've appreciated the last 90 minutes we've spent together, yeah? And as somebody
is that a bad accent?
Who's potentially going to be at my wedding, I'm going to say this to you.
To Siobhan.
I'm saying this to you. That was a bad accent.
Is it bad?
That was a bad accent.
I apologise
to
your listeners.
As a friend, I'm saying that to you now.
I apologise. Can you do Cork?
I used to be able to do Cork, like. I used to work in ESP with a few lads, like.
Do you know what? That's actually really good. You're just a little bit too high.
I feel like...
That's really good.
Cork accent, they go up at the end, so everything sounds like a question.
Yeah, so like, I mean, mine's kind of neutered now, but mine's a bit like... If I go home for like 2 weeks, I'd be back in Belfast to Julie, like going, hey, I was down there, my brother there now, right? Right. You know, it's just the end, like...
Siobhan gets that. With one weekend in Galway, we can tell she's been in Galway.
Yeah. She comes back, they're like, turf, spuds, chicken wings, yeah. Mammy, chicken wings, trokra boxes, the Eurovision on repeat, come on, rub me back, I love grass, the greeting, oh yeah.
Not the one you smoke.
Potholes.
Oh, I used to work with a lot of people from
the
Cork.
The Galway Bay Hotel, what the fuck?
You all right?
What are you joking?
I used to work with a lot of people from Cork and they fucking never shut up about it. But you could tell they're only after moving into Dublin. And I was like, right, we'll give her a few weeks. And like, Cork is great, Dublin's a shithole. Cork has this, I miss Cork. And then they'd go home for a weekend. And then they'd come back and be like, I was at home the weekend there, yeah. Fucking shite down there, nothing to do. I was like, yeah, look, we fucking convince him.
Turncoats. So
it's a... Shane, we done Shane's podcast and he's like, is there a Cork-Dublin rivalry? And I was like, no, it's just one way. Cork think they have a rivalry with Dublin. We don't have to do anything because yous will convince yourselves that Dublin is better. We don't even have to argue it.
Yeah.
And like, Dublin's a kip. Don't get me wrong, but it's better than Cork.
There's parts of Dublin I absolutely love.
Name them.
So I like, what's that place where the Clayton on Ballsbridge, that hotel?
Yeah.
Down so that Ballsbridge. Area, down the south area. You know, the lovely little coffee shops down there, lovely bars. Also... My buddy lived in Lucan.
Yeah.
Been out there a few times.
Famously.
Hoth.
Hate that place.
Hoth.
Yeah. Not a bad part.
Went swimming in Hoth.
Yeah.
Dunleary. Sorry, Dunleary. Dunleary. I'm thinking of the Irish word. Dunleary. Yeah. I played at Port Marnock.
Yeah.
I've like had like afternoons there and like dinners there and friends of mine have lived out. I've called out to their house.
So very affluent areas and Lucan.
What's Lucan like?
If I woke up tomorrow and I heard on the radio that like Lucan is no longer... on the map, I'd be like, yeah, that's a good day.
I like Dublin, but there, I'll be honest with you, the last couple of times I've been down here, obviously finishing gigs at like 11 or 12, there's a good energy to Dublin, but there's a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
There's a bit of an edge. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's kind of scary.
Yeah. As Catuso said, sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
But I think every big city has that. I wouldn't really pick Dublin out for that. Every city has their shit on it.
Yeah.
So you're taking the accent?
Which actually, you do Cork, I'll do Dublin.
But I feel like I'd spice her up on every like.
Well, you don't have to
again.
Take any accent.
Yeah.
But you just don't get the 100
a variety.
Grand.
So, like, you might be Scouse for a couple of days, you might be from the North for a couple of days, you might be fucking whatever.
I don't know if you can take multiple.
Oh, no. You have to commit to one. You have to be married to an accent. Mm. No, fuck that.
Then you could be done for being racist for the rest
That's
of your life,
saying.
Then, like.
That's the risk.
That's the question, isn't
it? But it's 100 grand.
100 grand a year.
Yeah. Extra on top of what you're doing.
Can you take a year off?
It says
but I do it for 2 years, take a year off and then do it for 2 years.
What if you're really good at the accents and like you were getting gigs and like fucking films and stuff? You know what I mean?
Because it says it's Bollywood, like.
All right, Jesus Christ. I was just thinking like you might get cast in like the next season of fucking Say Nothing. Called Someone Said Something. But yeah, right. So that's it for this week. Andrew, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on, lads. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed coming down and talking to you.
For keeping the seat warm. Any gigs coming up?
Just on my website. It's all there. And new tour announced in November. AndrewRyanComedy.com.
Straight in there with that one. And send any questions you have to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. We'll have something coming up on TBX very soon. We've kind of hinted at it. You can't say teased. We've literally just addressed it, Siobhan, haven't we, really? So that'll be coming up very soon. Make sure you go on and check that out. And let us know what you think. Did Siobhan crash the car? And that's it for this week. Take us out, Owen. Come give us a boom, Siobhan.
Boom.
Yeah.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Cut down.